Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing is merged with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man, which will release the greatest glory that has ever been on planet Earth to wrap things up. Because God's going to have one last moment of mercy, and we're headed into that. Now, one of the men that is involved in rescuing people from such darkness to the glorious light of his son is Mike Shreve. Mike was a yoga instructor at four universities. You had how many students?
Approximately 400.
And you were probably feeling pretty good about yourself when the Tampa Tribune newspaper ran an article about you. Because of that article, a prayer group found out about you, and I guess God put that burden on them, and they were praying and fasting for you. Is that correct?
That's right. Every hour, someone was fasting and praying for me.
My goodness, that's talk about targeting someone.
Oh, absolutely. And these radical people had the audacity to believe that they could change the character of their city through intercession. I think we need some more people that really believe in the power of their own prayer life.
Okay, there's an old friend of yours, and you're shocked because he sends you a letter. What does he tell you?
Well, God orchestrated the whole thing where it was happening simultaneously. While I was being prayed for, an old friend wrote me this letter. He and I had quit college for the same reason, to study under different gurus and to find God. Well, he walked into church and heard an audible voice say, "Jesus is the only way."
Hmm.
He told me that at that moment, he felt this spiritual experience he called being born again, which was a term foreign to me back then. You never heard that term, or rarely heard that term. But now, of course, it's a very commonly used term. But he said he was born again, and he discovered that it's necessary to go through the cross to experience salvation. Well, I wrote him back, and at first I was not very responsive. I told him I was happy for him that he'd chosen Christianity as his path, but that I could not confine my beliefs to one particular religion. But his letter just weighed on my mind for days. I woke up thinking about it. I went to bed thinking about it. So finally, after a week or two, I decided I've got to deal with this. And one day, instead of doing my normal yoga, I sent all of my students up to the front of this house that I'd rented that we ran a yoga ashram at. And I told them to go ahead with their meditation and their mantra yoga. And I went into a back room and took nothing but a Bible with me. Lord, I said, all I'm going to do today is pray to you. I'm not going to chant. I'm not going to do any other yogic practice. And I'm not going to read any other literature. I'm just going to read the Bible.
Now, at that point, did you believe that all the holy books of all of the religions were right?
Yes, I regularly read the Quran, the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the Adi Granth, which is the Sikh holy book. I would read anything that act of the supernatural or spiritual or claim to be inspired.
No wonder you said to me that on yesterday's broadcast, the Spirit of God showed you that all these people caught up in reincarnation and New Age and meditation are going to be so open this next move of God's Spirit. I mean, you sound to me like someone that's searching for truth.
I was a lover of God. I was a worshiper of God. I didn't know how to worship yet. I didn't know how to get connected with God. But, Sid, I'd already given up everything. I never watched TV. I never went to movies. I didn't date. I lived a celibate life.
You're better than 99% of the American Christians from a moral viewpoint.
Well, I spent 12 hours a day in solitude.
Oh, my goodness.
Every day, reading scripture, meditating, chanting. There's a whole system of yogic rituals that filled my day. And I did it because I loved God. I just didn't know how to find him. I was raised in a nominal church where I heard a lot about a historical Christ. I knew that he lived and died for the sins of the world and rose again, ascended to heaven, or at least that's the information I received that I believed as a child and then drifted away from it as a teenager. But I never had an encounter with God.
Okay, so you say just because my friend says this, the one chance out of 100 that maybe he's right, I'll take this day and I'll take a Bible. And did you ask God a question, or what was your objective?
Well, basically, I was saying, Jesus, if you're real, and if you really did die on the cross for the sins of humanity, then show me today. And I was expecting, because I was very oriented to supernatural things. I'd had out-of-body experiences. I'd gone into white light. And so I was expecting an audible voice or a vision or some type of supernatural happening to confirm the reality of Jesus. But it didn't happen exactly how I had foreseen it, hopefully, happening. That afternoon, I was hitchhiking to go teach a yoga class at University of South Florida.
Why were you hitchhiking? You didn't have a car? You have 400 students? What were you doing with all your money?
I didn't keep any of it. I gave it to the poor, or I used it for the basics, like the rental of the yoga ashram, but Mahatma Gandhi was one of my heroes back then, and he only owned one change of clothes and a few eating utensils, so that's all I owned. I refused to own a vehicle. I would walk everywhere if I needed to go somewhere.
Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful to get a 10,000 people just like you were, radical for Jesus? This world would be turned upside down.
Oh, absolutely. We have such a potential brewing in the body of Christ that passion will unleash if people will just get passionate about who they are and what they can accomplish through the Lord.
Okay, so you're hitchhiking to, because you don't have a car, to all of your students, and what happened?
One of the members of the prayer group was 2 miles away. He was walking into a laundromat with an armful of dirty clothes, and the Holy Spirit stopped him and said, "Get back in your vehicle and start driving. I've got a job for you to do." And that's all the instructions he had. He had no idea what God wanted. But he got in his vehicle and started driving, and whenever he felt an impulse, he would turn. He made 3 or 4 definite turns and drove to the very spot where I was hitchhiking. He said he never picked up hitchhikers but felt that impulse again. And so he pulled over to the side of the road. I opened the door, and my heart started racing because right on the ceiling was a picture of Jesus where he had taped it to the ceiling, and I knew this was not a coincidence. This was a God incident. This was divinely set up. And he didn't know it was the yoga teacher his prayer group had been praying for a month at the time until we started talking. And then I realized that I'd heard of him too, because he was the most advanced yoga student in Tampa, Florida, according to some people's estimation. And I had heard through the grapevine that he'd fallen away from the faith and gotten hung up with these Jesus freaks that believed Jesus was the only way. And I was marveling over why someone would backtrack into an exclusive worldview.
I mean, here you're trying to find out the truth this day, and you get picked up by a guy that knew yoga as well, if not better than you, and became a believer in Jesus. What a setup!
Oh, believe me, it was a divine setup. God had my number. And the guy turned around and said, "Friend, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Have you ever experienced Jesus coming into your heart?" And I said, "No, but when can I?" And he gave me the shocked look at first, like, "You're not supposed to give in that quick." He said, "You can come to our prayer meeting tonight." I said, "I don't want to wait for a prayer meeting. I've been praying all day long." And so he said, "Well, sure, we'll pray right now." And he pulled the van over to the side of the road across the street from Busch Beer Manufacturing Company in Tampa, Florida. And we knelt down in the back of the van, and I prayed a simple prayer and said, "Lord Jesus, if you're there, and if you are the only way to salvation, and if you truly died on the cross for the sins of humanity, come into my heart." And I was born again. I felt the Spirit of...
How could you have said, "If you're the only way"? How could you have even comprehended that with the background you came from?
It was a very difficult intellectual struggle for me to even pray that prayer. But I was performing what you might call a spiritual experiment. I wanted to see if it was valid, and even though it grated against my logic, I was willing to open my heart up to the possibility.
Now, you had lots of feelings in the New Age, in the yoga environment, but you had a feeling when you accepted Jesus. What was the difference?
Well, it was a supernatural reality of the presence of God that came into me from outside of me. In yoga, they teach that in order to find God, you look within, because there's a divine essence supposedly resident within every human being. But when I finally met God, it was not some awakening of a dormant essence within me. It was the Holy Spirit entering into me from outside.
Is that a foreign thought within ashrams and yoga?
Oh, definitely, yes. Because most people into yoga are sold on the idea of pantheism, which is the idea that the concept that the whole universe is an emanation of God. God emanates himself in the form of physical matter, so that's not really a tree, that's God. That's not really a dog, that's God. That's not really a human being, that's God emanating and expressing himself. So everything has a divine essence.
Now, let me ask you this question. You were a teacher of the Kundalini yoga. What about the yoga that's just exercise in a gym? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, Sid, I have mixed emotions on that, because I do have some real qualms about that. I have some real areas of concern. And really, I have five areas of concern. If a person's doing hatha yoga, they may be sitting under an instructor that's given over to the philosophy behind yoga. And if they are, there could be a subtle transference of spirit where they come under the influence of a wrong spirit that would lead them away from the truth. Also, there's an endorsement going on where if you walk into a yoga class, you're actually endorsing the whole belief system.
Mike, let's hold that thought there, and we'll pick up on tomorrow's broadcast. We're making your book available this week. It's called In Search of the True Light. God told you to write this. Who is it written for and why?
Well, it's written for both a Christian and non-Christian audience. I wrote it in such a way that people who embrace other worldviews will relate to it. It's a very loving presentation of a comparison between 20 religions. And I really major a lot of attention on the issues within Eastern religion. Like I was mentioning a few moments ago, the difference between pantheism and theism.
There's just so many people caught up in reincarnation. It deals with that. I'll tell you what, Mishpucha, we're out of time now, but the name of the book, In Search of the True Light, it's a book that an unsaved friend in dabbling in these various areas will read this book and not be turned off for a donation of $20, In Search of the True Light. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.